I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Kosovo is celebrating a victory at the International Court of Justice. The court ruled today that Kosovo's unilateral declaration of independence from Serbia in 2008 did not violate international law. The court's opinion isn't binding, but it's causing a stir in other countries contending with regions that harbor their own dreams of independence. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
The opinion was clear, unequivocal, and signed by 10 of the 14 judges. Court President Hisashi Owada delivered it to a packed courtroom in The Hague.
It concludes that the Declaration of Independence of the 17th of February 2008 did not violate general international law.
Kosovo's Foreign Minister Skindar Husseini quickly called on Serbia to agree to fresh talks to improve fractured relations.
But such talks can only take place as talks between sovereign states, between two neighboring states, because finally the statehood of Kosovo was firmly confirmed today with the court advisory opinion.
69 nations, including the United States, have recognized Kosovo. Today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called on other countries to do the same. Kosovo's capital, Pristina, saw its biggest celebration since independence was declared in February of 2008. Actor Blerim Gucci says there's every reason to be optimistic about the future.
I have been walking the streets of Pristina right now, and there's a big party going on. And now we have a kind of a legal proof that our independence didn't break an international law.
But the mood was much more subdued in the divided city of Mitrovica in the north of Kosovo. Serbians living there are by turns worried and defiant.
This is a shameful decision by the court in The Hague. After this, it will be hard for us Serbs here in Kosovo.
One more scandalous verdict by The Hague Court. As far as we Serbs are concerned, nothing is going to change.
The Serbian government in Belgrade had hoped for a much different outcome. Within hours, it condemned the ruling, vowing never to recognize Kosovo as a separate state. And Serbia's foreign minister, Vuk Jeremic, had a warning for other nations struggling to contain nationalist elements in their midst.
There are going to be people in the world tempted to write declarations of independence that are obviously, according to the court, in their narrow sense, okay with international law, but once again, the right to secession was not considered.
That may be one reason Russia, mindful of Chechnya's separatist sentiments, rushed out a statement dismissing the court's opinion. And indeed, there are some who are already arguing the ruling has bolstered their fight for independence. Aitor Esteban is an MP from a Basque nationalist party in Spain.
I think that the main consequence is that Spain cannot keep saying that the international rules doesn't allow for a split of the country or for a Basque independent country inside the European Union. So I think that should be already over, and that's good news for us.
However careful the judges may have been to ground their judgment in the law, there's little doubt the ruling will provide fresh fuel for domestic political disputes around the world. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch.